May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. There was a little boy who had heard that Jesus was going to be on his side of the lake the next day. So the little boy asked his mom, said, "Mom, can I go listen to Jesus tomorrow?" And the mom said, "Sure you can." And the little boy was really, really excited. The only thing his mom said was that she'd heard Jesus talked for a long time, so she needed to pack him some lunch. So she packed him a lunch, and it was 5 small barley loaves and 2 roasted fish. Off the boy it went, and he was there so early, he was almost at the front of the lake when Jesus arrived. He was at the front of the crowd. He watched Jesus. As Jesus looked on that crowd with a deep compassion. And he watched Jesus as Jesus looked on that crowd with eyes of love. And he listened to Jesus as Jesus painted wonderful images of God in a tapestry of stories. A sower went to sow. A woman lost a coin. Blessed are the merciful. There was a man on his way from Jericho to Jerusalem. On and on he listened to Jesus. Before the boy knew it, the sun was beginning to set. And Jesus, like his mom had said, had talked a long time. And for the boy, though, it was as if time had stood still. This little boy was at the front. And he heard the disciples tell Jesus, "Listen, send them away. It's time to eat." But the little boy also heard Jesus say to his disciples, you, give them something to eat. The boy knew that Jesus had been talking all day and Jesus would be hungry. So the little boy gave to Andrew his lunch and said, "This is for Jesus." And Jesus took the little boy's lunch of 5 small barley loaves, 2 roasted fish, and the rest, as they say, is history. Lives were changed that day. People were fed, not just with the food of nourishment, of bread and fish, but they were filled also with the nourishment of God's grace, of God's love, the nourishment for their souls, because of a little boy. When my son James was little, he sometimes told me after church services that my story was too long. My sermons were too long. I always thought, though, we were always home for lunch, though, so it didn't seem too bad. When James was little, he always had an incredibly huge heart in concern for other people. People I would be visiting who were sick, people who I would visit at the hospitals or in the nursing homes. James was very inquisitive about who I was going to see, why I was going to see them. And always on my return home, James would ask how they were doing. Are they going to be okay? Let's keep them in our prayers. There was a real concern in his voice that showed this incredibly large and genuine heart. Yesterday, James and I went fishing. It was the first time we'd fished together in over 2 years. The last time in 2006 was at a place in Nashville, Tennessee. And the place was called Discovery Place. Discovery Place is a rehabilitation center. It was the second rehabilitation center that my son James had been in that year. His stay at Discovery Place was just over 60 days. It had this wonderfully big pond. And when we'd go visit James, we went fishing. See, my son James had had a long and a real terrible struggle with alcohol and drug addiction. From Discovery Place, James went to a halfway house in Nashville, and his sobriety lasted till about Christmas of 2006. The first 3 months of 2006 were incredibly dark months. In March, James went to a place called Teen Challenge, March 2007. Went to a place called Teen Challenge in West Virginia, where he stayed there for 15 months. He graduated in May and then stayed for a couple of months as an intern. Yesterday, my son James and I went fishing. My son James, who was James is sat over there in the yellow shirt, okay, and he gave me permission last night to talk about all this. My son James, who was very lost, but now is incredibly found. My son James, who was living life on the edge, but now lives life very centered on Almighty God. James's life has been changed because of places and of people that have shown him the face of Christ, that took James in at his worst and helped him see his godly best. That could not have happened if it were not for places and not for people who were willing to do that. Because of their commitment, because of their ministry, the life of James and the life of countless of thousands of others have been changed. I tell you this morning because after 28 years of priesthood, I'm realizing more and more the importance of places that are used to show the face of Christ, that are used for ministry, that are willing to say, we care about you, no matter what sort, no matter what condition you are in. St. John's, I believe, is now wearing a face that's a welcoming face of Christ. It's also the face of Christ that we as a community of faith show willingly to the community outside of our walls. Every day, every single day, something is happening at St. John's that is in the life-changing business of Almighty God. I believe that there are other ministries that God is leading us towards that we do not even know about. That the book of Isaiah tells us there are peoples we don't know yet. But we are unable to respond because of space and because of our facility. When you get your eagle's wings for August, take a look at the calendar page. The calendar page. It's almost full of ministry for within and outside of our community of faith. If you want to book something at St. John's as we are now, the times available are 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. This house behind me. Look at it. It's dead. It's a dead house. No life happens there. Because we simply cannot use it as it is. We've been entrusted a place, not just for our pleasure to have and to own, but to use, to tell, to show and live the life-changing stories of God's love to all of those who are diseased, all of those who are wounded, and all of those who are broken. We are here to feed not just food for the bodies, but food for the soul. We are here because we claim to be disciples of Jesus, and Jesus is saying to us, you give them something to eat. You. Each of us up to now in the life of our community of faith have offered our gifts. For some, it's been with the words, what is this? Among so many. But together we have accomplished what God has asked of us so far. Now we're being asked to take the next step. I am incredibly, deeply thankful for the places that gave my son James something to eat. Very proud of my son for what he's done these last 18 months, what he's now doing with his life. I know James has sat there thinking, Dad, your story's too long this morning. But we'll be finished by lunch. But you know something? It's a story that does not affect us just today. It's been the story of Christ for 2,000 years. And it will be the story of Christ until Jesus comes again. It's the story of love. And it is our mission to tell, to show, and to live that story. Believe me, we are in the business of changing lives. We are in the business of the kingdom of God. What we do with and how we use our facility must always, always reflect that. Amen.